Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Doctors Day, Tony. I want to thank my doctors, and I got too many of them.
Tony Kornheiser, and I want to thank you all for honoring my service because I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of humane letters.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You play one on television, as they say.
No, I am one. I want to get those things, the return address that says Dr. Anthony I. Kornheiser.
First doctor show you watched. First doctor show you ever watched in your life. What was it?
Marcus Welby, M.D.
How about you? Not Ben Casey. Not Ben Casey. Come on now.
No, Marcus Welby, M.D. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, LeBron beats Bev. Justin Verlander goes out. And Brian Gumbel joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the first official day of the new rules in baseball. Aaron Judge picked up where he left off. Hit a homer on his first swing in the season. The Yankees beat the Giants in a tidy 2 hours and 33 minutes. But my Nats lost Atlanta in 3 hours and 7 minutes. And in terms of time, the 2 o'clock games were a mixed bag as well. Wilbon, what are your takeaways from the early games?
Well, it's just too early after day one for me to have takeaways. But, Tony, it was a mixed bag. The game I cared about and watched, the Cubs, took like 221. 4-0, Marcus Stroman, shout out already. I felt good. And in Wrigley Field on a day in which it was probably 45 degrees with the wind blowing like 20 miles off the lake, you don't really want to be hanging out there for 3.5 hours like it's a college football game. So good for them. I'm going to tell you something, Tony, I did not know. Even with all these tweaks and rules changes and bigger bases and all that junk, I didn't know that the timeouts were reduced. A timeout. Now, if you go to replay, not timeouts, or a replay, the replay time is reduced to 15 seconds. So there's none of this junk like the NFL where somebody's looking under a hood for like 7 minutes, or the NBA where it takes all too long. Yeah. 15 seconds. A guy raises his hand in the dugout. Somebody looks at the video and goes, "Yeah, right, that." That was a really cool thing, and it also increases the pace of the game.
So I watched a lot of the Nats game. Of course, I'm happy to say that Patrick Corbin is the same pitcher now that he was last year, which is to say they took him out in the top of the fourth. He'd thrown 85 pitches, and there was a man on. And Davey Martinez had said the other day, "I want all my starters to get 21 outs." Well, he got 9. The team that I love is going to lose about 120 games this year.
Nats corner? What are we talking about here?
But yeah, but what? Oh, like you don't do this for the Cubs? What?
Well,
what?
The Cubs matter.
Hello?
Cubs matter.
All right.
The Nats.
So my game had 20 hits, 9 runs, and 5 errors, and a pitching change when Max Fried had to come out with an injury. So these delay
things. That
takes time. But there was action to my game, even at 3:07. Yeah. I had the clock on, you know, at 2 hours and 35 minutes. Where were we in the game? And the Nats game with the Braves was in the 8th inning. It was getting into the bottom of the 8th. Then the Braves scored a bunch of runs in the 9th. Look, I didn't pay attention to Aaron Judge or Gerrit Cole or anything like that because it's opening day and I want to watch my team. At 3:07, it felt a little long, but it didn't feel terribly long. And your game, I don't think we had a pitch clock violation in the game I watched.
No, there should have been. It was like the snap clock. Some of them got down to 0, and they didn't call it. Quick question before we move on. What would 18-year-old Anthony Kornheiser think of old man Tony Kornheiser sidling up, cozying up to the Nets while the New York Yankees are playing the opener at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx?
I was never a Yankee guy. I was never a Yankee guy.
Oh, that's
never
right. You were a Giants guy.
Never a Yankee guy, and I started with the Giants when I was a kid, absolutely.
Yeah, you weren't a Nats guy, I can tell you that. Let's move to the NBA. Where we had several big wins out west last night. Tony was asleep. I didn't call. I started to. The Suns, your Suns, beat the Timberwolves in Kevin Durant's debut here in the desert, home debut. LeBron and the Lakers beat the Bulls, avenging Pat Bev and his too small taunt. And the Sacramento Kings beat the Blazers to clinch Sacramento's first playoff spot since 2006. Tony, which of these wins was the biggest?
So from a historical point of view, you can make the case for Sacramento because they are now in the playoffs, as you say, for the first time since 2006. It was the longest drought in American pro sports because last year the Seattle Mariners, which had it, they got into the baseball playoffs. But Sacramento's been cruising along all year in second or third or fourth. So there was no inherent drama in this game, Mike. It was just the official certification that they had made the playoffs. So my answer, of course, is my Suns. You know, they beat a team in Minnesota that I believe had won four in a row, including at Golden State and at Sacramento. They beat him in Kevin Durant's debut on his new home court in Phoenix, and he was rusty. He shot 5 of 18, and they still won that game. They're 4-0 with Kevin Durant, hello, which is why I say all the time to you, they're the best team in the NBA.
Well, Tony, you know, they did some important things last night in moving toward that. You know, I think they may get there, but they are not that now. And I think it was a great sign that they were able to win without Kevin Durant being hot the entire game. He sort of got better, you know, got fought off some of the rust in the second half. But I'm going to pick a game that's off the board that I know was too late for you to pay attention to, but I paid attention. The Los Angeles Clippers playing without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and going to a throwback game from MVP Russell Westbrook hitting all his threes. Oh, my God, yes, I said Westbrook hitting threes. They won in Memphis with the Grizzlies that won something like 11 or 12 in a row. I mean, at home. I mean, the Grizzlies, Tony, have gotten sort of themselves righted with Ja Morant back in the lineup, and Morant was in there last night. And I thought there was no chance the Clippers could win that game last night. No chance without their stars. And they won, and they stayed a half game back of Phoenix. So the Suns needed to win that game to stay in fourth, where they may have to meet the Clippers and they'd like home court. And the Clippers stayed on their heels. So the Clippers, to me, beating the Grizzlies in Memphis was the biggest win of the night for me.
I'm just going to tell the people that in the first quarter of the Bulls against the Lakers last night, you sent me a mournful text. Oh, it's 26-13 already. And I told you, people come back from 20 all the time, and they did. Let us stay with the NBA
and turn
our attention to the MVP race. The latest ESPN straw poll of media members has Joel Embiid surging to the top, narrowly ahead of Nikola Jokic, with Giannis Antetokounmpo pretty far back in third. The vote goes 790 total points for Embiid to 788 for Jokic, so it's Embiid by a nose. Wilbon, you salivate over the MVP race. Is this how you have it as well?
Not exactly. Today, Tony, and I'm a voter, so yes, I take this seriously. I have Embiid by a nose over Giannis, and I have Jokic third, but that could change. And by the way, the last 4 years of voting, I voted for Giannis 3 years ago. I voted for Joker 2 years ago, and I voted for Embiid last year. So it's the same three-horse race. It's the same thing. I'm going to throw a hair splitter in there to you, a tiebreaker, if you will. You tell me what you think. You've covered all these places. You've been all these arenas all these years. I think that Embiid should get extra credit, if you will, for doing what he does in Philly, where I think it's harder to play than in Denver or in Milwaukee. And I don't mean size of market. I just think, God, he's got to deal with all the stuff of Philly every night. And he does it to me with a certain style. I have Embiid like this today. Could it change?
Yeah,
it could.
So I would give Embiid less credit because he's got James Harden on his team. I would balance out what you're saying. Look, my guy is in third right now. My guy is Antetokounmpo. And his team, Milwaukee, is ahead of Philadelphia, Embiid's team.
Yeah.
And his team, Milwaukee, is ahead of Denver. Jokic's team. His team, Milwaukee, has more wins than any team in the league. And every time he goes head-to-head with Embiid, I think he wins most of the time. He always has better numbers. So I don't know how anybody, I really don't, can vote Embiid over Antetokounmpo. I'm trying to figure out a way to justify it. And I got these numbers that maybe make a little bit of sense. Jokic has played 67 games out of 75. Embiid has played 62 out of 76. And Antetokounmpo's third with 60 out of 76. So maybe you say availability matters. But, Mike, the Milwaukee Bucks are 26-4 in the last 30 games that Antetokounmpo has played. So, honestly, great. What are we doing out here, great. Man? What are we doing?
Tony, I'm not going to make any case against Giannis. I'm not. But Middleton and Drew Holiday is going to be somewhere, maybe my second team all NBA because he's having a great season.
They're not Harden.
Tony, Drew Holiday's having a better season than Harden. But I'm not going to argue against you and Giannis. I may vote for Giannis.
I may go back
to 3 years ago. But it's the three of them, and Jason Tatum is falling back to fourth, and I don't even know who's fifth. And people better not say Luka. Don't even say
Luka. Please let us know, because the world awaits your vote.
They do.
I hope you're going to book some national TV time to say, here's my vote. Let's take a break. Coming up, will baseball have resurgence in popularity? We're going to ask our good friend Brian Gumbel.
He used to host the NCAA tournament. Some of us will remember who are older than the Get Up era. So we're going to ask him whether he's into this year's Final Four. Remember when
Kenny Loggins
song?
I would even vote for Jokic over Embiid. Jokic's team is 1.5 games ahead of Embiid.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Sports Emmys announced this week that they will honor Brian Gumbel with their Lifetime Achievement Award. Gumbel has hosted Real Sports on HBO since 1995, as well as so many big-time sports events with NBC back in the day. And we are thrilled to bring in a real friend of the show, Mr. Brian Gumbel. And we're going to start with this. A while back, it's actually a few decades ago, but who's counting between you and me, as old as we are, you hosted Major League Baseball on NBC. Do you believe that the new rules changes, and this is day one of it, do you believe that new rules changes may lead to a resurgence in baseball?
I hope so, Tony, but I don't think so. I mean, I don't think there are any teenagers or 20-somethings who are going to go, wow, I like new baseball now, a faster pace. I'm an old-timer. I like the game the way it was. I found myself sitting here today missing a lot of pitches because I was used to the other pace. And I was trying to do, like you, I'm sure you do, I was trying to do some other things while the game was on, and suddenly I'd look up and it was 3-1, you know, 3-1 count. It's like, what did I miss?
We're going to stay on baseball for a second, Bryant, with this being opening day. World Series champion Astros take the field tonight, and all of us are big Dusty Baker fans, meaning all three of us. You sat down with him in your most recent edition of Real Sports and talked to him. What was your biggest takeaway from that? What are you finding out after all of these years you have talked to Dusty Baker?
You know, like you, I mean, I've known Dusty. I had to count the years. I've known Dusty a half a century now. And I guess I'm pleased to see him so content right now. He is a man who really is at peace with where he is and what he's doing and how he's viewed. And I think he's taken great delight in the fact that his son seems to be making strides with Tony's team, the Washington Nationals. The kid has a lot of game, and he's a great kid, really a wonderful kid. I see.
Are we
going to
lose
24?
24? We're going to lose viewers, the young ones, if we continue to talk about baseball. So let's go to something else. Let's go to college basketball for a second, Bryant. All right. So I have told Tony, regrettably, because now he's killing me with it, that I'm just not into the Final Four. I love the first two weekends. They were wildly entertaining. I don't care about the Final Four. He's like a 20-year-old kid in a dorm somewhere, you know, Harper College. Where are you on the Final Four and what's going on with March right now?
Okay, Tony would be into it if Binghamton was in it. I get that. I would be into it more if UCLA had not faded down the stretch against Gonzaga, or if their guys had been healthy. Then I'd be into it. I'm kind of more on your side, Mike. I love underdogs, but I think for something to be attractive, an underdog has to play an established team. You know, when you get an underdog playing another underdog, I don't see people tuning into that. They like David and Goliath stories, but there has to be a Goliath. You know, watching David fight David is, eh.
No, I get that. I mean, I think you can compare it, honestly, to Bird against Magic, that Indiana State was the David and Michigan State with Magic was the Goliath, and everybody tuned into that. But I will move on. I'm going to move on to football. You've lived a lot of your life in New York. Smartly, you got out of Chicago. I've told Wilbon to do the same thing.
Hey, you lived a lot of your life in New York.
Outside.
If they get Aaron Rodgers, what do you see going on with that? He's a big star.
You know, the attitudes of New York and Green Bay couldn't be more disparate. But as I think you both know very, very well, winning cures everything in New York. If he comes to New York and plays well, they're going to love him. If, on the other hand, he comes in and he does a Josh Donaldson and says, I used to be an MVP, but now I stink, he's going to get booed out of town. They like to say that it's not the show me state, but it is the show me city.
If he comes and plays well,
they're going to embrace him. But if he tries to just pull that crap, you know, of let's use the media to get my point across, my way of seeing things, I don't think it's going to work.
We'll get you out of here on this personal question, serious question.
Uh-oh.
The Sports Emmys are honoring you with a Lifetime Achievement Award. How come you and not us, huh?
I guess they didn't want a twofer. I don't know, Tony. I mean, I'm really, really grateful. You guys know me very well. I've never been big on either attention or awards. But that said, this one feels kind of special, I think, because of the company in which I'd be included. You know, to have your name mentioned alongside Jim McKay and Howard Cosell and Vin Scully, that's heady stuff indeed, and I'm very proud of it.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. It's always great seeing you. Hit it straight. Putt it well. Take care of yourselves.
You can see Bryant's interview with Dusty Baker streaming on HBO Max right now. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Mets deliver some not-so-good news about Justin Verlander.
Those are great words to live by, Tony, especially the hit it straight part. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Mavericks lose again. That's all they do, the Mavericks. They lose. Hey, remember, Bryant is always a Chicagoan. He may have been in New York for a long time, but Chicagoan.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 34th birthday, Chris Sale. The hard-throwing left-hander is due to pitch for the Red Sox on Saturday. That will be Sale's first start in Fenway since 2021. Sale is a seven-time All-Star. Over his career, he averages 11 strikeouts per nine innings. That's why the Red Sox gave him a five-year, $145 million extension. His problem is the same as Steven Strasburg's. He can't get on the mound. Sale has pitched 48 and a third innings in his last three seasons due to Tommy John and other things. Last year, he pitched 5 2/3 innings total. He had a stress fracture in his ribs. When he got back, he lasted 2/3 of an inning in his second start before Aaron Hicks broke the pinky finger on his throwing hand with a line drive. Sale then had a bicycle mishap, broke his right wrist. He is an accident in waiting.
Tony, Chris Sale, and I'm going cross sport now, like Anthony Davis, they are huge talents that I would just like to see remain healthy for an entire season. Give them a chance to show what they can do on the big stage for a whole year. I think they'd light it up. I would like to see that for them.
Not so happy anniversary, Danny Crawford. On this day 10 years ago, Carlos Boozer scored a basket and got fouled and celebrated with a fist pump that landed flush in the referee's man zone. Crawford shook it off. He carried on. Boozer ended up playing 13 years in the NBA with Cleveland, Utah, Chicago, and the Lakers. In college at Duke, he was on the 2001 NCAA title team with Shane Battier and Jay Williams. He gained an amount of infamy when he tried to cover up a case of creeping baldness with a hair dye that looked like shoe polish. Boozer has twin 15-year-old sons, Cameron and Caden, who are apparently big-time college prospects.
Yeah, you can take apparently out of there. Boozer's kids can play. And by the way, Danny Crawford, my man, Chicago's own, one of the great NBA officials of modern time, they could use him right now, right? Because, I mean, there have been some struggles on the court with the guys in stripes. Maybe not in stripes anymore, probably not. Danny Crawford, shout out Danny Crawford. And the Steve Booze.
Happy trails to another game for the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas lost for the 14th time in 20 games since Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic took the court as teammates. The Mavericks got outscored 16-5 by Philadelphia in the final 7 minutes last night. The Mavericks have now lost five of their last six. They sit a game behind Oklahoma City for 10th in the final play-in slot, and Oklahoma City owns their tiebreak. Kyrie Irving said of the Mavericks' position, quote, "It's not the expectations I don't think any of us had," unquote. Irving said he had not expected to ask to be traded from Brooklyn, so, quote, "I just have to be at peace with where I am and which I am. It's been nothing but great here, and I've been at peace," unquote. So he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Tony, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, do I want to see Dallas make at least the play-in so their drama can continue on, giving us fodder for more days on PTI and every other sports talk show? Or do I just want to get rid of them? Because I'm tired of them, and they're too good but not responsible, accountable, mature enough to be in the playoffs. I'm torn.
One omission. The Knicks say Julius Randle will miss at least 2 weeks after spraining his ankle last night against Miami.
No.
We go to the big finish if we could. 2 weeks out. The Mets placed Justin Verlander on the injured list with a low-grade Tyrese Major strain. Your thoughts?
Well, not my thought, but it's the armpit area, and he says if this was the playoffs, he'd be pitching, but it's March. Alabama's Brandon Miller has decided reportedly to enter the NBA draft. Your reaction?
Everybody thought he would do it. He has to do it. He's got to get out of Alabama. Too noisy around him there. Caitlin Clark won the Naismith and AP Player of the Year in women's college hoops. You love her. It's deserved, right?
Yes. Well, it's either her or Aaliyah Boston who's going to win some of those awards. There's more than one, right? There's enough to go around for those two. They're both great. Cal hired former Stanford star, the dancer, Mark Madsen, as head coach. Is that a good fit?
You hope so, but they're rival schools, aren't they? Last one, Celtics and Bucks tonight. Is that a significant game?
Maybe not, but I want to see it. All the stars apparently going to play. It's three games separating them now, so I don't think it's going to matter, but I just want to see it. Spectacle. Playoff game, kind of, sort of.
That's why you have a television. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts, and now.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.